Hello and welcome to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. This is Reverend Shreese Thorne inviting you to journey to all that is.
Hello. We are here today. I am the host, Reverend LaVon Philhaber, and my co-host, Reverend Shreese Thorne. And we thought it would be kind of important to discuss what we mostly do. I do trauma erase, and you do what, Shreese?
I offer soul reflections and healing, astrology, intuitive counseling, Akashic records,
okay.
And we both offer programs.
Right. And a lot of my trauma erase involves with past lives, karma erase, you know, healing. So actually we kind of do the same thing. It's just I live in an area where there's different types of, mostly a different sort of people. You know, where Shreese lives more in a big city, so there's a little more openness to, what do you call it, esoteric maybe, mystic?
Yes. So, but in the end, what we're all doing is we're trying to be facilitators. We're trying to help healing. So whatever word you want to put to it, you know, some people like to call it Akashic Records. Some people like to call it intuitive counseling. Some people like to call it psychic counseling. Does that mean that there's a caller on the line?
What, you heard a noise?
Yep.
Yeah, maybe.
Is anybody there? Nope. Okay. Well, since that did come up, we can let the audience know that they're more than welcome to call in for a free reading, ask any questions about the type of work that we offer, and any of the programs.
Yeah, and if, like you said, someone would want to get on and do a free reading because it's like showing people what we do. So it's like we're covering a couple circumstances. We're helping us try to illustrate what we're doing.
Yeah.
And if that person calls in, they have a little healing, you know, because there's not much time. So should we give them the phone number?
Yep.
But they can see it on the screen too, right?
I'm sure they can, but it would, just to make it easy.
Okay.
And then for future records, I'm sure that we're going to be having a lot of guests on. You know, the Goddess Sophia will be coming on shortly and whatnot. But on the days when we don't have guests, I'm sure that we would be very open to receiving callers.
Yes, because we want to show people. Because, you know, anyone can say it, but we'd like to show you that it really works, right?
Yes, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, so toll-free is 877-876-5227. Direct, 530-876-3222, and if you're in Canada, 888-815-9750. And like I say, just if you feel free, if you feel like you want to call us. But so maybe we should talk more about what we do. I mean, like maybe some stories.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. I'll let you go. Just so the audience knows that we did do a show before on Sundays at 1 o'clock, but we have switched, and I would be honored to join you as often as possible. But there will be times where you'll just be interviewing your own guests, but it will always be interesting.
Very interesting and very healing, because we have been, especially I have taken sessions with Shreese for over a year and a half weekly, and because of it, my energy, my vibration has become clearer and stronger in healing. So I'm sure everyone that's listening is because they have been impressed to listen. It's not an error. It's because they're supposed to. And what I'm saying, I believe there's a lot of healers out there that are wondering why it's not as potent as they'd like it to be, or maybe they just feel so drained because us healers, if we don't learn the rules and do certain practices, we can get pretty drained. And I really appreciate Shreese being so patient with me and working with me. And it's kind of interesting. There's been a lot of things that she shared with me these last few years, and I am, some of it I'm just really seeing even just today. So it's interesting how one, if one illustration is, she used to tell me that the more cleared your energy field, the more you have your vibration rises, you're going to be getting more calls. Well, I'll tell you, since yesterday morning, finally, because of this radio program, I can sit still. And it's quite interesting about the direction, the miracles that have been happening just in the last, I left the house at 7:30 and yesterday morning, and I, like I said, finally, because of the radio station, I can sit still. And I actually feel good. I don't know how I'm going to feel when I'm done with the radio show, because I've noticed that that when I do the work that has been put in my path, I have the strength to do it. But sometimes when I'm done, boom, it's like it stops, because it's almost like I had this big gallon of energy drink, and I kept drinking it slowly, and finally it ended. I drank it all, and then it's like I have to fill it up again. And that's important. That's one thing that we do with people. Some folks just call for a healing, but many of them are healers themselves, and they need a healing so they can heal. And we teach people how to get back again. What I mean by that is, when you heal, you get low energy. I mean, it's similar to what if you go to a factory or you work digging ditches all day, all of a sudden you can't do it no more. But it's energy of healing. So we teach people that too. We teach them how to, you know, words of caution, words of wisdom, and how to get back again.
Now, sorry to interrupt you. I am hearing a beep. So if there is a guest, if there is a caller on the line, and they, since we are speaking, we may not be able to hear you beep. Just speak up if you do happen to be on. So keep going, Levon. You were talking.
Okay, so we don't hear any noise or any noise?
Yes, we do, but okay. I'm hearing it, so I, just in case.
Okay.
It's not working. I just want the person to, because I know that I've had people call in to speak to me before, and I haven't heard them, so just let them speak up if they do.
When they come on, can more than one try to call in, Sheree?
Yes. Yeah, people can call. Many people can call, and then the Don will put them in queue.
Okay, and let's say one person calls. Can two people talk to you at a time, or just one at a time?
Just one at a time.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. I was just, because I had someone this morning that I was talking to, and they were asking me, and I think they're listening in. Okay, so that's what's so unique about our programs. We have these healing techniques that we mentioned, but we also offer schools to teach people many things. I mean, it's like when you go to high school or college, you have a lot to choose from. Well, we have quite a selection, don't you agree, Sheree?
Yes, we really have worked very hard to get this up and running and make sure that everybody it receives the type of training that they would need in order to become a spiritual healer, or what I have been calling now a spiritual facilitator. Because healing is a word that we're used to using, and even my book, the second one, is called Knowing Spirit Through Healing Your Soul. But I don't like to use the word when we talk about that with other people, because it sometimes infers that the person is in need of healing. In the end, I really believe that we're in a state of perfection. It's just in this 3D we have forgotten. So what we're doing is we're helping people to remember by illustrating or reflecting to them, you know, what patterns we see in their consciousness, what is happening with their chakras, or what's happening in their past lives, or what spirit beings might be around them that might be negatively affecting them. So what we're doing is we're bringing greater awareness. We're sharing energy. So, of course, the result is healing. But I want to clarify that I don't believe that I am the healer. I believe that I am the facilitator. I'm merely just channeling the energy. And it's important for people to become aware of the fact that the energy that I'm channeling also exists within them. And everyone deserves to be able to not only channel this energy, but access this energy for themselves and also dwell from that level of consciousness. I don't think it's enough that we can channel these higher entities and beings, or just channel the all that is energy. I think we need to be the all that is on this earth plane. We need to raise our consciousness to that high level and function in our everyday lives. It's a balancing between the spirit and the flesh. And right now it seems we're imbalanced. A lot of people are, well, not as awake as I think their souls would like them to be. But it's a time. It's time and a place for everything. So, you know, we can't rush anything, but we also can't be complacent and think it's going to be done for us. Healing is something that we have to do for ourselves, and it is all well and good to find a teacher. Of course, I am a teacher, and that's what I'm here for. But learning steps to heal yourself, exercises to raise your consciousness, that is really where the joy comes in. That's really where your peace comes in, because you have to liberate yourself.
Well, it's just for example, there's a gal that... I you have said this before too, Charisse, and I'm starting to see that myself, that I do massage, I do ear candling, I do trauma erase on the phone and in person, but we also offer school, and the title is The Only True Healing, Permanent Healing is Self-Healing.
Right.
Because that's important. And there's a gal that has been my client, and she obviously... I didn't know when I first met her, but she's a healer, and now she's opened up a nursing deal where they go into homes with really bad off people. And she calls me constantly for clearing. So that's just kind of an illustration that she knows, you know, and she wants direction, but she also gets drained. So that's kind of one illustration. And then there are those that just call because they want to have a better relationship with their husband or their wife or their kids. Or so it's if you're not at peace, we're offering help.
A means, a path.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, a path to, really a path to peace. My first, the very, very, very first book that I wrote was called Blessings of Liberation. A path to cleansing karma. Now, not a lot of people, you know, really agree with that karmic principle. They believe it's an Eastern philosophy, but really it's a conditioned energy. What it means is when you are a young child and in past lifetimes, you were conditioned to believe certain things about yourself, your thoughts and beliefs, and the way that you reacted to the environment around you becomes embedded in your body, becomes embedded in your chakras. So, you know, I had a guest on the other day from Namaste Publishing, I think his name is Michael Brown, and he was talking about the presence process and alchemy of the heart, and how, you know, within the first 7 years, all of the memories are being stored. And he says, he calls it the emotional body. I call it the chakras. Your memories are being stored in the chakras, and you have, you know, seven major chakras. But I go beyond that. I don't believe it's the first 7 years. I believe every moment of your life, there is a feeling and a thought and emotion, and all of those moments become part of your memory. And that memory is your soul tract. It's your, or what some people call the soul. And we take this body, this soul, from lifetime to lifetime. So what I experienced 3,000 years ago is going to be somewhere within my soul. It's a memory. Okay. Those memories will come up. Is that a caller?
I think so.
Hello, it's Sarah. I was just calling.
Who is this?
I can hardly hear you.
Is it Sarah, you said?
Yes.
Hi, Sarah. You know Sarah, Sherry.
Well, hi, Sarah. How are you?
I'm good.
Well, I'm surprised you got through. I was ranting there.
You what?
You can hear us okay, Sarah, or you can't?
No, I can. You're very faint.
Can you hear her, Sherry?
I can hear her enough. I think that as long as the audience can hear.
Okay.
Just bellow, girl.
Yeah, say nice and loud, Sarah. So, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I was just wondering about getting more peace, I guess.
So how about, Luana, let you talk about some sample of your trauma erase, and if there's time, then I can talk a little bit about the soul reflection, because I really believe your trauma erase is profound.
Well, see, I do trauma with Sarah all the time. so I think she needs to hear your end this time. Because
Because
we were actually having a session before.
Oh, okay.
And so I told her I had to go on. And obviously, God wanted her to go.
Okay. Well, and there's a reason for it. Just so everybody knows that I've worked with Levon for quite some time. She's an old, old soul and has been here a very long time and has really perfected allowing the life force to flow through her so that she can be a conduit of healing. So I do recommend that people who are interested in life changes and transformation and raising their consciousness to go to Levon, especially once they realize that there is emotions in their physical body that need to be released. And you need to go to somebody who knows what they're doing. So I do recommend the trauma erase. The author that I had on the other day, Michael Brown, talked about how this pain body or this emotional body really is what is causing chaos and addictions and poverty and victimization in people's lives. So it's really important to heal that body. So, you know, healers like Levon are a gift to mankind. It really helps us release the burdens. So Sarah, I offer, you know, a myriad of things. I've got the soul reflections and astrology and Akashic records. How can I help you? What would you like to know, either about yourself, on what level, and how can I help you with this life that you're living in this lifetime?
Well, I am helping some people, and they're I've got some people that are out of work, and I'm trying to help them find jobs, but for that I need more clients, so I'm not sure exactly.
Well, I will just go into it, and remember, anything that I say is only going to be a suggestion. In the end, the greatest, grandest truth exists within your soul. That's where the divine source exists. It's within your soul, and you can use your mind and your heart center, all the chakras really, to access the source. So I'm only going to reflect what I see in your field. But I don't see you as a soul that is any less evolved or less knowing than I am. We all just get to states where we need a little help from, quote-unquote, our friends. So you're anxious and you're not trusting something. You're concerned about other people, you've come here as a caretaker. You really nurture people. I mean, I haven't spoken to you personally, but what I'm seeing in your field is you're constantly nurturing other people. You're lifting them up. But what's happening is you're using resources that you don't have available to you to do so, which means you're depleting your personal energy field in order to help somebody else. And that is not advisable, because then you will get into a state of fatigue. Your bones are also brittle, which means you're probably not getting enough calcium in there. Your thyroid's a little, it's flat. I don't know if you would understand what I mean, but you know the thyroid actually has its own vibration, and it's not vibrating. The thyroid is really about taking care of yourself. So what I'm seeing in your field, you know, as a medical intuitive, is that your field itself is damp, which is causing you to feel tired and fatigued. The thyroid is not functioning at its optimum best because you're overdoing yourself in all areas. So if you could get your hands on some black cohosh or some kelp, that might help you. Also, you've really got to figure out a way to get more calcium in your system, calcium and magnesium, because right now it's probably not a problem, but eventually that will turn into osteoporosis, and you don't want to end up with an aching body.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be in full health. Vibrant health, actually. What you're seeking is vibrancy. You want
mm-hmm.
to vibrate at such a high level that everybody around you receives your blessing. You are a blessing. But in order to be a blessing to others, you have to make sure that you are getting the as much possible love from yourself. And if you put everybody else ahead of you, yourself is going to start becoming angry and resentful, and it's going to wonder why you don't care about it and you care about everybody else. So it's just a matter of balance, but I honor you and I respect you and I admire you for the work that you're doing with people. You've got, do you have elderly around you?
No, not a whole lot.
Okay, do you have people who are sick? Because there's a lot of toxin that looks like medication Yep. Like if somebody were taking pharmaceuticals or had anesthesia or just like a chemical.
Yeah, I take care of sick children mostly.
Okay, so this chemical, you know, everything is just energy. So neither bad nor good, but without judgment. There's chemicals in your system, so you need to start detoxifying. Because even if you might not be ingesting it yourself, it becomes part of the body. There's, you know, there's different layers of the body, and we haven't gotten to that into the program yet. I think you're only at module 3 or module 4. LaVon would know. But that's why we really talk a lot about the aura, because what's in your aura is a chemical. It's chemicals in terms of the either the pills that are being given to the children or the anesthesia or just the cleaning agents that are being used in the hospitals. You have to remember, all that stuff is toxic, and eventually it'll do a number on that nervous system. You need your nervous system to be in tip-top shape so that you can communicate with your higher self. So you need the strength. You're also not feeling strong. You're not feeling powerful. You don't feel like you have the power to be able to positively affect people and help them change their lives. And that just really comes from you not being shown how strong you are when you were young. So when you were young, I think what was intimated to you was that you were better off just being gentle and pretty. Whereas right now, I think you've got to start accessing how strong and powerful you are and how formidable you are, that people cannot walk all over you, that you're here to help other people, and you deserve the respect. Because it looks like you're walking into situations where you're not receiving the utmost respect, and that is a reflection of you not fully respecting yourself. And that's a process. I've been through it, you know, as a healer. And as a counselor when I was younger, I wasn't always respecting myself. And then when it was reflected around me, then I realized I was out of alignment. But you've come for a special mission and a special purpose. Working with children is important. It's sacred. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So how are you feeling now hearing what it is that I'm saying? Are you sensing something different in your field or your sense of awareness? What's happening now in your field as you're listening to the words that I've been sharing with you?
I just kind of feel warm, I guess.
And that's good. I'm glad that you said that, because I was working with somebody this morning who felt the tingling down from her head, down her arms to her feet. That warmth is prana flowing.
Yeah, I kind of felt a little bit of tingling too, I guess.
Yeah, and tingling is what I look for. So, and I actually don't say the word tingling until this person has responded with some kind of response. That is prana. What I'm doing right now while we're on the phone is I'm channeling prana to you. I'm channeling my life force, because that's what I'm here for. So I'm channeling energy into your chakras. So I'm opening them. I'm up through my intent, using my mind to channel the energy to your chakras, open them up, and balance them. Now, you've had a lot of work done with LaVon, and I wouldn't need to do too much more, because I think that that's enough. You working with her is more than enough. I think you just have to be gentle with yourself and realize that a lot of times you're not going to get healing for yourself. You're going for your family. You're going for your children. You're going for your parents. You're going for your husband and your neighbors. Because eventually, every time you make a shift in consciousness, you affect the field around you. So as I'm talking to you now and channeling energy and you're feeling warm and tingly, your field is expanding. It's getting bigger and larger. And then when you get off this line, your children will feel that warmth and that tingling. And that's just the Divine Mother or Divine Mother Father God, or what some people call the Lord, whatever. It's just energy flowing through your body now. You have gifts. You're intuitive. You can sense when somebody's lying to you or mm-hmm. when somebody's not being honest. You have intuitive gifts, but trusting yourself is the key to start becoming aware of who you are. And that lack of self-awareness, not realizing how powerful you are, not realizing perhaps how many lifetimes you may have led on this planet, that lack of self-awareness is preventing you from being a fully enlightened spirit. because you don't have to go to a monastery or a seminary in order to become enlightened. Enlightenment is something that happens naturally when you realize your spirit.
So how do you get
more
self-awareness?
How does that feel? Go ahead.
How do you get more self-awareness then?
Well, the techniques, that's why we share it in the program, that we have self-awareness techniques and the exercises at the end, the meditation exercises at the end, healings with, you know, you've been working with Levon. So, and if your soul chooses, you could work with other people. But taking the time to be by yourself, buying crystals. I actually have somebody coming over to interview me on Sunday on the intuitive healing powers of crystals, which is interesting. It's a documentary that they're filming, and they're asking for some of the teachings that I have about crystals. But crystals are really important. Essential oils are important. Mantras. But really, it's finding a path that you like. You know, the Dalai Lama suggests that you find the religion that you're already in, you go deeper into. He actually doesn't advocate that people switch and go to his religion. He advocates that people go back to the religion that they were born with, and they use that religion as a means of self-awareness. Because in every religion, there is some truth.
Mm-hmm.
In every path, there is a way to the top. It's just a matter of sticking with it. And always go with what you resonate with. If you don't resonate with what you're born with, then or what you're baptized into, then, of course, find a path to supplement or find a path to help lift you up. And find a support system. You deserve a support system, just like the children that you work with deserve a support system. So right now there's an elderly person. I don't know who it is, but there is an elderly person around you that's not well, and you're dealing with this person not being well and also being very frail, and you're feeling responsible for helping them to feel better. Now, I don't know who they are. I don't know if it's a relative or just one of the patients that you have, wherever it is that you work. But how do you want to deal with this issue?
It could be my grandma. She's really dealing with, like, Alzheimer's and whatnot. My parents helped take care of her, but they're
okay.
Not sure about her living situation and whatnot.
Okay, it is draining you. It is becoming very difficult for you to do this. So in order to love yourself, you need to find some way to support yourself. And I'm not talking monetary. I'm talking emotionally and spiritually. So if you have the time to go into deeper meditation, or if you have the funds and access to buy either crystals or essential oils or work with Levon on a more continuous basis, that strain is taking its toll on your system. You're having a fuzzy head, which means you're not clear all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Your lower back is hurting you, and you're not walking balanced. You're imbalanced. You know, which would mean there might be a little something going on with your ears, because a lot of imbalance comes from the inner ear, that inner drum. And it's really imbalance out of being imbalanced. You're imbalanced because you're giving too much. So how can we think of some concrete ways right now? And then I'll let Levon, you know, have her show back. I apologize, Levon. Let's think of one way that you can feel balanced and feel whole and complete and feel stronger. What's one thought that we can come up with that you could have a feeling to go with it too? Remember, thought without feeling is empty. So what's one feeling about yourself that you could become aware of right now that will change your life? Just one feeling.
I'm not sure.
Sorry, I couldn't hear you. Can you repeat that again?
I'm not sure, I guess.
Okay, well, let me channel one. I am the presence of the God Most High. How does that sound for you?
Good, I guess.
Okay, so, because remember, whatever you say, you have to have a resonance with, you have to agree with.
Mm-hmm.
Or how about the kingdom of God is within me? How does that resonate with you?
That sounds good.
Okay, now, which one resonates better? Which one do you actually believe? Because you've got to believe what it is you're saying.
What was the first one again?
I am the presence of the God Most High.
Probably the second one.
Okay, so the kingdom of God is within me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that, and that is, I'm not quite sure where I'm getting that one. That could have been out of the Bible, but, you know, Jesus did come to teach that within the soul is the kingdom of God, that every soul carries with it the light of God. So by realizing that the God source is within you, you start to access this light or this love. Can you think of anything else other than that that might help shift your perception of yourself? What do you think you are? How do you see yourself?
I don't know, a caregiver for all, I guess.
Okay, and that is very divine, and it's really honorable. Only those who have raised their consciousness up to a certain level actually even care about other people. So you've done your work. You've been here before. This is, you know, this is not the first time around for you. So you are a caregiver. So how can you see how you are being a channel of caring for the source? Can you think of yourself as, I am a channel for the source, or I am a channel for God?
Mm-hmm. Just, there's things I don't know how I know them. I just know them and how to take care of somebody. I don't even have to think about things. It's instinct.
And that means it's natural to you, and that means you've done it so many times it's become a subconscious skill. Subconsciously, you know when somebody's in pain and how to nurture them. So what we really want to focus on in this lifetime is nurturing yourself. And cherishing yourself. Can you see how precious you are in the eyes of God? Can you see how important and valuable you are? And what a big mission you're carrying out in this lifetime? Do you see how many lives you've touched?
Yeah, I guess so.
In fact, I believe that little chattering we're hearing is one of her little clients, right, Sarah?
Yeah.
So, and that's incredible. If you can see how many lives you're touching, then you can start seeing how much light you're channeling. Remember, God is light. God is life, but it's also light. So imagine that every time you walk into a room, you turn on the light for somebody. And you use it, and you turn on the light with your words, with your tenderness. Just by, I see you actually just gently placing your hands on them, and that alone is healing for them. It is so tender that they love you and they always want you there.
Mm-hmm.
So by just shifting your perception and seeing how many people that you've helped and how much light has channeled through you, then you can start to see how you are a channel of light, and you're a channel of love for God, and that this God source is inside of you, and that you deserve to have as much light and love channeled to you as those people who are around you are receiving it. And this little change in perception will change something else tomorrow, and that tomorrow will change something else the day after that.
Mm-hmm.
And every day there will be a small change. And I can already hear it in your voice. You feel better.
Yep.
Feel stronger. Because it's not me doing it. It's you becoming aware. I'm only channeling. You are becoming aware. You're remembering, even in this lifetime, how many people you have worked with. My goodness, you've got a lot of strength, but you don't see it. So it's okay to see your strength. It's okay. It's okay to see your greatness, because if you don't see it, other people won't be able to see it. And if you can't see it, then you won't be able to channel it. So I suggest you see how great and how powerful you are so that you can share that energy with others.
Well, also when she started talking, she said that her concern is that she's losing a little bit of clientele and she's got nurses that need work. So what she wants to know is, I think she wants to rest, not worry about this.
Well, that would be as a result of a conditioned reaction to what's happening. So if you're not, if your practice is slowing down a little bit, and we all have that as healers, sometimes our practice showing it slows down. What you need to do, or what I might suggest, not what you need to do, what I might suggest is communicating with your higher self and asking, is there something else that you need to offer? Or is your soul saying, I need to rest, as in you, you need to rest? You know, I had a client 2 days ago who, and she's a powerful healer, and she's, you know, been working with people for quite some time now, but all of a sudden it starts to drop. So she finally came in to get some energy work, and was wondering what was going on. And I said, well, how can you possibly work? How can you be a channel of healing for somebody else if you're exhausted? You cannot help somebody else unless you've helped yourself. So, and that's why a lot of people come to me, because they realize, you know, when the numbers start going down, oh, they need some rebalancing, or they need some clearing or some tuning up. It's not that they need me. They just want to access some more energy so they can get to a place of balance.
Mm-hmm.
So after you've done enough work and you've tended to your soul, it will increase. But you also have to see, is there any doubt? You know, you're communicating with your God. So this is, you know, I'm not a religious figure. I'm a spiritual teacher. So whatever God it is that you're working with, make sure you have a healthy relationship with your God force, and you believe that you will always be well taken care of, or you believe that you can bring it to you. Can you realize that you're drawing to you abundance through your thoughts and your feelings?
Mm-hmm.
You have to feel worthy in order to live in abundance. And I'm getting that you're already living in abundance. What you're worried about is those who aren't living in abundance.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not worried about myself. I'm worried about the other people, I guess.
So, but just as you were capable of taking care of yourself, people will be able to take care of them. It's not your responsibility. But you are responsible for being in a place of trust. Because when you move to worry, and you start to be concerned, you're blocking abundance from coming to you. So you're blocking abundance from coming to them. Remember that something can't come to you unless you have that feeling, that vibration or that awareness. So worry will block.
So what would she say? I mean, there's something you need to say then, right? When she starts worrying, she needs to say...
Well, you need to say what you believe. So what do you believe, Sarah? Do you believe that those people deserve to live in abundance? Do you believe that they deserve to live in wealth? Do you believe that you're just getting a short break and it'll kick back up again once your field is cleared?
Yeah, and even just what's going on is that we just don't know. I've got work for them. It's just that the family is trying to make some decisions and they aren't making them fast enough so that we can get on with what we need to do.
It's a matter of believing. So what is it that you want to believe in? Because whatever you believe in, you can conceive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And whatever you can conceive, then you can achieve. So choose your belief. What do you want to believe in? This is a wonderful world. There's a life force, and abundance will flow to us if we're open to it. Can you believe into that?
Yeah.
Because it's not good enough for me to tell you what to believe. It's really up to you.
Uh-huh.
And because, you know, I see you as an old soul. You don't need this spoon fed to you. You're already very aware, and you're already very powerful. It's just a matter of time. Sometimes when you're so tired, you can't see yourself.
Yeah, she does have a lot on her plate, it sounds like, to me. So
I'll let you take over, Levon, because the trauma erase that you offer and just the intuitive counseling that you give to your clients is really profound. And I've had the blessing to be able to work with you when you see so many things. Just even feelings and thoughts and emotions, and you always know how to clear. So I'll let you take over. And if there's anything else, you know, Sarah, you're more than welcome to give me, you know, a call. I'm sure you can get it off the web, theknowingspirit.org, or off the program, because I think you're in the program. Are you in the program?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, okay. So just you can get it off the program. If there's anything you want to ask, just, you know, feel free to call.
Okay.
You know, what's really neat about this is that everything that you've talked about and things that we talked about before Sarah called in, I've been experiencing this. Now, I've been doing too much. And like Theresa said, we need to learn to balance. And here, what I've seen a lot the last day especially is the guidance that's involved when you're, like what Cherise said, you need to keep saying, who we are, and the positiveness, the thinking. But again, we're just human, so we overdo it. But it doesn't mean we're not going to get help. It means the trust, it will. And we were starting to talk about almost the same thing Cherise just said. I was sharing how I'm in the same boat as Sarah, and Cherise, you get really busy too, right?
Yeah, sometimes I overdo it, you know, especially with the school and the private practice. And it's a ministry. I won't even call it a practice. It's a ministry. We're ministering to the souls and doing a lot of channeled healing. So, yes, yep, I'm in the same boat, so I always have to remember to back off and rest.
And that's one of our jobs. See, we've all agreed to help each other. So we're helping each other remember. And I know Sarah. I know Cherise. I know myself. And all three of us get too much on our plate because we're here to help. So, but all of a sudden, things aren't going right. So then that's why we've agreed, even before we've come to this lifetime, to help each other. Even the way I met Sarah was, and Cherise. It's just a complete guidance. So here, because I've had too much on my plate, Sarah, I couldn't exactly help her like I wanted to. So all of a sudden, it's just like I said, why don't you call on the station, and that way you can find out, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just amazing how we're talking what she needs help. So it's like I'm scratching her back, she's scratching ours, so others that are listening can hear how it works by a sample even, an example. But again, because I was too tired and she's too tired, we had to call Cherise, because I think you're not as tired right now. But we need to help each other remember that we need to take care of ourselves too. We can't just take care of everybody else. Otherwise, we're not as good a tool.
No, we're not. It's self-care. Self-care is so important. And we actually have some on our tape, The Art of Self-Love, and it's off of the Healing Your Soul. .org or mine, knowingspirit.org. It's a podcast, and it's called, I think it's called Divine Love and Divine Love and Acceptance. And it's you and I talking, and it's one of the shows that we did on BBS one Sunday. And the reason why I turned it into a podcast is because a lot of people said that they have listened to it and received healing. We just talked about breathing, some inner child work, you know, what happens when the inner child acts up, you know, why are things going, you know, awry in the life. Someone's life. So it was very simple, but yet that's probably the most popular podcast I've got. That's got the highest downloads.
And what radio station is that on?
Well, that's a podcast. That's right off of my web, knowingspirit.org.
And podcast, they don't have then they push on the podcast to listen to it?
Yes, they just have to press play. Yeah. I've got
And what was the title of it?
It's called Divine Love and Acceptance. And you can just get to it right off of knowingspirit.org.
And
it's got a little bit of breath work in there, too. Breathing is very important, the way we breathe. So that's why in some of the classes, you haven't been able to go to all of them, but some of the classes we really focus on breathing, you know, with the breathing and bringing in enough prana into the body.
And what's interesting, when I used to be a gospel worker only, I wore out a couple concordances. And I did a research on Holy Spirit. And every once in a while, the word in the original meaning would mean ghost, you know, like dead people. But most of it would be breath. And that's Holy Spirit is the power, the energy of God the Father through Jesus Christ. So here, everybody would read Holy Spirit, and that's what it really is. It's the breath. So that's like starting to breathe, like you said. And even the things you mentioned to Sarah to do, like for calcium and that, I can help her. because I have that stuff, and I can do stuff very affordable. And that's even for those listening out in the radio area, listening in. In fact, I was doing a healing on a gal this morning, and she laughed because she calls me the peddler, because if she wants something, any kind of herb, I may not get the brand name you want, but I can get you something almost for sure. I can't promise it because, you know, there might be something I haven't. So all those things you mentioned to Sarah, I can get it to her to help her with her calcium and stuff. Come on. So see what I'm trying to say here is how the three of us have agreed to come here to be healers, but we're also agreed to help each other. So just like I run into someone and they have a client that needs this kind of help, well, I can call Sarah, or I'll give them Sarah's phone number, or I'll, like just now, today, Sarah called. I had too much on my plate for 2 days. The energy wasn't there. So all of a sudden I was like, wait a minute. We're going to do this radio broadcast, and if she calls in, we can help her, and if we can help others by listening how we do it. So I think
well,
really
everything,
neat.
Yeah, there's perfection in everything. So it was divine, and, you know, we have to remember that there is something going on behind the scenes, and that's our feelings and our thoughts, and because we genuinely want to help each other, then this is how it was orchestrated, because there's a director. Remember, we do that writing the script class, you know, let's write your script, what would you want to do with your play? Sarah, so, and I keep hearing beeping, so if there's somebody else trying to get through, please speak up. But if there's somebody, you know, how to write your own play and your own script, what would you write for yourself? But how you're writing it in the end is through your feelings and your emotions. So if you feel anxious, you'll create anxiety. So it's really important to help heal those suppressed thoughts, those emotions that we haven't had time to deal with. When we were children, we did not have time to sit down and analyze what we were feeling and thinking. You know, there was no time for that. You just had to do what you had to do then. So the emotion and the experience just became part of the memory track.
So what
part of the work.
So what you're saying is, as a child, you said something that she was taught just to be...
Well, you weren't taught to be a powerful soul. You were taught that it was okay to take care of others, but not to be overbearing or powerful with it.
So in other words, she should change it by saying, as a child, I was taught just to be cute and pretty, I think is what you said before.
And yes.
Now I know who I am. I have come here as a powerful healer. What other things could you say? Powerful healer. I am guided 100% by God. In other words, talk like that, because you have to say it at least 3 times to cover up the old thought.
Yes.
In other words,
and,
still struggling. So when you say do a script, in other words, you're changing your roles.
Right. You want to change your character. But remember, you can't just use thought. Thought has to have a feeling or emotion, so you're better off with a realization. You know, realize, okay, when I was younger, I didn't feel that it was okay to be powerful. Women weren't strong and powerful. They were just caretakers. And not a criticism against your parents. Your parents are lovely people, and they were doing the very best they could. In fact, I thought they did a great job. So this is not about criticism. You want to realize, that's what the self, you know, that self-realization thing is all about. You want to realize who and what you are, and then the realization comes to thought, and the thought comes to feeling. So you want to include all aspects of you in this.
Yeah, because her parents did not know she was a powerful healer, because their role was to just raise her.
That's right.
Because
yeah.
If they knew it, they would have embedded that in her head. So they were just doing their part, but now she's ready, and she's supposed to do what she's come here to do.
That's right. Yeah.
So I know what. Well, Sarah has experienced that already by what you say and think. But we get in a rut, and again, her energy field was just so full from all the healing she's been doing with all the people that she's involved. So that's what we're here for.
That's the illustration
of what our ministry is to do. Is if you're out there as a healer, and a lot of people don't even know they are. they're just good caregivers, or they, you know, they want to do well. But if you're not feeling as peaceful as you'd like to, and that's my famous word, peace, because that's one thing I've come here in this lifetime is to feel peace. Not everybody has. That's why I use that term a lot. Call us, and we will help you. If we can't, we'll direct you. Right, Therese?
Yes, definitely. I'll let you give out your contact information.
Okay. So if you want to call, or just a call to ask questions. We're not, not to set appointment, because sometimes people are confused because they have a different terminology than we may have. My phone number is 218-425-3983, 218-425-3983. Or email me at LavonF, that's LAVONNEF, at WIKTEL.com. And, you know, if you have questions or you'd like to set an appointment, you know.
Yes, and also the, I know that we've only got a minute left, so I'll just want to squeeze this in. Your newsletter is going to be including the discount for your parasites, which I actually discussed today, so I'll let everybody know how it worked out. But you have a discount on the parasite cleanse and the colon cleanse. And if I'm not mistaken, you have a discount on detox patches. That will be emailed out this afternoon or tomorrow. So if anybody wants to get on that discount, you can only get to it from the subscription, which you have to get onto either knowingspirit.org or healingyoursoul.org and just press the little green subscription button. Then you either get the discount or the free
for the newsletter,
the free shipping. And then I'm also offering an astrology discount only until the end of May. I'm putting my prices down 40% and only on astrology, because I really believe astrology is a tool that people don't know how to use and they would need the help. So my number is 1-773-831-4496. So thank you very much for having me on your show today, Reverend LaVonne. It was a pleasure to be able to work with you once again.
And thank you, Sarah, for calling in. And every Friday, 2 o'clock Central Time, we will be on for an hour with KnowingSpirit.com. And again, I am Reverend LaVonne Philhaber, and my co-host, Charisse Thorne, Reverend Charisse Thorne. And we thank you again. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Knowing Spirit, a show about healing the soul so you can change your life. Please visit our website at www.knowingspirit.org. And if you would like to be a guest on our program or book a private consultation with Reverend Charisse Thorne, please call us at 1-815-483-1141. Until then, this is Reverend Charisse, sending you light and love on your journey home.